this is the Real BS Show coming at you on a rainy day.
Yeah.
Cool and rainy. Kind of nice weather. Next week's going to be hot and hot and hot.
Yes.
And humid. Super humid.
They were saying it's going to be 90.
Yeah. Oh, I dread the thoughts. And it's still, well, is it June or is it July?
It's still June. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's the end of the month already. Ooh, and you know, the thing is
that went by fast.
It did. Holy well, the year, it's already been 6 months. So that means we're halfway through the year already.
Yeah. Be long and be snowing.
Yeah, Christmas is only away because it's the 25th today. Ooh. So that means Christmas is 6 months away, just so you know.
You know,
we have to start classy.
I must be getting old or something because all that stuff sounds awful.
Yeah. We hit to start the show classy, though.
This is a One Hit Wonders from 1968.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what our show's about.
Yeah, so you were 18 years old.
Some of the songs are pretty goofy, but. There's a lot of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
So we only got a few of them.
But yeah, you were 18 when this came out. All these songs.
I graduated.
I went to
college.
Yeah, his class song was Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. All the girls liked that song.
I don't remember that far back.
That's what they say when they were there. They just don't remember. It's the same thing when people say when they go to Woodstock, they don't remember.
Woodstock was a whole other ballgame. That was like... You know, I mean, it was something that I was there and I saw it firsthand. What a muddy, sloppy,
muddy,
mess. Disorganized.
Not many urinals.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Just
good music though, right?
I don't know. Probably not. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. But that's what drew everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And to me, it was just a disorganized mess. Everybody's starving to death.
Right.
Sloppy mud, raining. But anyways, this Mason Williams guy, Classical Gas, that was kind of a classy song.
Yeah.
Never guessed that it was part of this group.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You gathered them up, so.
Yeah, we can play them.
68, I should remember.
Yeah, well, it's memory lane, you know.
So. All right, well, let's listen to the rest of this, and then we'll jump into whatever is next. Whatever is next.
Yeah.
It's pretty weak. I'm going to turn me up.
All right, we'll listen to the next one.
Okay.
Naturally stone.
coming up.
Well, I don't know. I hardly recognize that one, but yeah. It does sound a little bit familiar. But
yeah, one hit wonders.
I didn't know it was a big deal. Well, there's going to be some on this list here that I probably don't remember that well.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty bad.
Well,
pretty crazy.
Some of them are good, and you wish they did more.
Well, you know, it's...
Some might be even where they did so well with the one hit. The rest of the songs were probably still played a little bit on the radio, but weren't really technically hits. So that's what we're running into. Some of these might be more than one hits, technically, but nowadays we might consider...
Music's like elections, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of people that like a lot of... Like the dumbest candidates you could possibly find, and they get elected.
It reminds me of...
It's the same way with music. People buy the goofiest crap.
It reminds me of the band Blues Travelers. They had a song called Hook, and if you listen to the lyrics, they're writing that basically we could write anything. Anything. It could be the most stupid thing in the world or most intellectual thing, but as long as it has a hook, you always fall back into it and love it. So they proved it with that song. It's probably the most... brilliantly written song out there.
Hey, speaking of weather, did you see those earthquakes in Venezuela?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Now, to me, there's going to be a giant earthquake in California someplace.
They've been talking about that for years.
I mean, a really big one. It's coming. It's just a matter of time, I guess. But right now, Europe's toasting. They're in a triple digits all over Europe, temperature-wise. I mean, they're cooking. And they're a little low on air conditioners over there, and a little low on power. You know, they don't have as much electricity as we have over here. And, it's 97 in London and Paris and Spain, all over the place. I mean, it's just awful.
Yeah. The one in Venezuela, going back to that, I saw a video where there was a guy that was living in an apartment complex, and had like 10 stories, and he was going down the stairs, and as he was going down the stairs, each floor got worse and worse in damage, to the point where he got down to the first ground floor and there was nothing left of the walls, just pillars supporting. I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second,
is that Venezuela?
Yeah. That was a scary earthquake. Thing just thinking about it, like, holy cow, that's what brick happens, or cement.
I just stay at the top and wait for the elevator, you know. The whole thing cave in.
Yeah, but the plate in Washington State, Oregon, and Northern California is the Juan de Fuca plate, and that it's blown before. It's went bad before, and that's when that goes, that will cause a tsunami for sure. They're talking that's going to be like an 8 or 9 on their Richter scale. So that's what they're predicting on that one. Because it happened 400, 500 years ago. Just Japanese wrote about it. Getting hit by a tsunami that was pretty massive. And it was from that blowing.
Well, I wasn't even here then.
No, but they have records of it. And they say when that happens, it's going to cause the ground in the area to drop quite a few feet. So... it's going to be a scary one. I personally, I'm just, you know.
Well, there's something big coming. I just can feel it. I just know it. The weather is so crazy this year.
It's an El Nino. And we were told this, it was going to be an El Nino by quite a few of the weathermen. We pay attention. Do you have yours that you listen to? And I have a few that I listen to. And they all have been preaching El Nino, it's going to be hot.
Well, I don't know what an El Nino is.
It just means it's a weather pattern. So you'll have...
Well, that's nice.
You'll have neutral, which is normal. Then you have La Nina, which means we get a lot of snow here, and it's cold in northwest Pennsylvania. And then when it's El Nino, usually means it's hot. That's usually what it means. And we're going to be getting
it. Why don't you just say that instead of El Nino,
well,
La Nina crap?
It's because it started out in the South America, the coast there on the west coast of the Pacific. It gets real hot there for El Ninos, and the water gets cold for La Ninas. And so they kind of threw the names on it. But here's the thing. We are going to see, right now they're seeing it in the South. The patterns are starting to take shape. The South is going to get hot real bad. And we're probably going to get all that heat coming up. All the dew points are going to raise up. Humidity is going to rise up. It's going to be a dangerous time. And this is even crazier. In Europe, they had 62,000 people die last year in Europe from heat-related deaths. Because they don't have AC over there. Well, many people
this
don't.
This year's going to be worse because it's starting off terrible over there. And awful.
You know, people used to make fun of us for having air conditioning in America, but we need it in many places because it's so humid. But in Europe, I'm shocked that they have not. They're starting to slowly take on getting air conditioning over there, but a lot of their buildings aren't built for it. I mean, heck, they have windows in Germany where they open up the windows and they go out. The windows go out instead of up, like ours does. And so they don't even have screens to prevent bugs from coming in. Like a simple thing we take for granted here we have. And it's like, why don't you put screens on your windows? And I don't know. They open their windows at night to let the cool air in. But with the heat wave there, it's going to be hot at night. So you don't get cooling. And then when that humidity is that high and the temperatures are high, your sweat doesn't evaporate, so it doesn't cool you off. So you're kind of screwed.
Well, it's going to be a crazy year, I can tell you that.
Sorry about that. That was my chair. It's about to break. Uh-oh. I'm joking. It's people hearing those noises, those
when
pops and stuff.
A loud crash, we'll know you hit the floor.
Or it could have been my back. Who knows? So, all right, we'll play another one. Let's play some Blue Cheer.
Okay, well, you got them all lined up, so you take it away.
Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler. About a working on summer just to try to earn a dollar. But Lord, I tried to call my baby, I tried to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you want to use a car to go right next Sunday. But Lord, I didn't go to work. I told the boss I was sick, he said. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. I got to take 3 weeks. I got to help up on vacation. Got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, niggas boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Summertime blue. Wow! Oh, hey.
Oh, it's a real BS show. That was a
Summertime Blues.
Summertime Blues. That's
fitting.
Fitting. Yeah.
That's yeah. Very fitting.
Looking for the right word.
And sorry about the interference. We might have some interference earlier. Some electromagnetic interference.
A lot of
EMP or something. Who knows?
Yeah. A little crazy. A little loose today.
When you have all this audio, sometimes something always goes haywire. But I think we figured it out. We just need to build a Faraday cage around this area that we're in, and then we'll be safe. Right, Bill?
I ain't doing it. Not me.
Yeah, I remember the one time.
I built a Faraday cage up there on the roof over there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
I forget what.
You
it was people's television.
Yeah, it was for the satellite or the because they had interference from the signal
radio station. Yeah.
But we've been doing that for 10 years now, and that no one's ever complained.
No one said a word. I wonder if it hasn't blown away up there.
No, you did a good job on it.
A lot of cement blocks holding it down.
I just remember I won't mention the name of the person, but they had an old radio, probably from the '70s, and they wanted to keep
she
it.
She died.
Yeah, she's dead, but her family's probably still alive, so I don't want to mention, but she was so adamant about keeping that radio, and I kept on saying, hey, I'll pay for you to have a new radio because it was interfering with our signal. And she finally didn't give in, but it was one of those things. We had I think it was 6 months or something like that where they could complain to the FCC, but it's all good now. We're good, we're not interfering with anybody. But it was just one radio that and that thing that you built the Faraday cage for. That was it. We were all good. Nobody else complained. But yeah, that was a fitting song for what's happening right now with the temperatures going to be rising. And you have a story about Judy Collins. And I'd like
Is that who's next?
Yeah. Both Sides Now. That's the name
Both
of the song.
Both Sides Now.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
It was technically her one-hit wonder. She was actually had other famous songs. She had other good songs.
Oh, she sang a lot of songs. She was famous. And I think she dated David Crosby for a while.
Oh, really?
A whole bunch of those folks out there, out in California.
All at once?
Well, we did shows with her, or for her. I don't know, 4 or 5 of them, I think. I remember one of the first ones, she was a witch. Mm. I mean, a total witch. Everything was wrong, constantly moaning and groaning and just awful. Of course, when you do these stars and stuff, everybody falls under hands and knees to worship them and to do whatever they can to
appease.
So then we got another show with her up at Chautauqua Institution up there. So I was going to do it, and nobody would go with me.
From your crew, right?
From our crew. Nobody wanted to go. Nobody. Yeah. Absolutely. They knew her. They didn't. They want nothing to do with her. So I went by myself.
Mm.
And it was the smoothest thing. I mean, she was perfect. She was wonderful. She sounded nice. She, full house up there. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was like it was a different person.
So I have a question. Do you think maybe it was part of your crew that maybe didn't jive with her well or something?
She was
just being
terribly
nasty.
Arrogant.
And then the other question I have is like Chautauqua. I've been to Chautauqua a few times in my life, but I never went to any concerts there. Was it by the lake or something, or just
the theater there?
It
was fairly close to the water. Yeah.
Kind of a nice theater.
A what?
Was it a nice theater there?
Oh, sure.
I don't know if it's still there or not.
7,000 or 8,000 people.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But it had a roof on it, full of bats. Lots of bats up there.
Guano.
Yeah, bat guano in the attic, yeah. Because we put a sound system up there. It was a big, expensive thing.
Did you know, this is since we brought up bat guano or bird guano or anything like that, did you know that if you as a U.S. citizen could go to an island that's not inhabited out in the Pacific or wherever, and if you find bat guano or bird guano on that island, you can claim that island for the United States, and then you own it.
Well, now how did I live this long without knowing that? You know what I mean? That's such valuable information.
Just useless information. I don't know who's gonna go look for islands out there. Better go to Google Maps and start looking.
Yeah, bat guano is a real thing, though. I'm telling you. But guess what? They had no mosquitoes up there.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, that's why they had all these bat houses, and they just loved the bats.
That's interesting.
But no, absolutely no mosquitoes. And being right on the lake, that was a big deal. But those rich people up there, they didn't want no smacking no mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean, sure, if you put another layer of something like sheet metal or something on the ceiling, you wouldn't probably keep the bats from pooping down on you. I mean,
oh, no, they didn't poop on anybody. They filled up the attic, though, because we had to run wires and speaker cables and all that stuff up there. What a mess.
You had to put your boots on for that one.
Yeah, it was messy.
The barn boots.
But we worked during the day, and they were all sleeping in the, you know, so, right. I mean, you could all reach up and touch them.
Did you touch them?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't want a part of them.
You're like, you didn't want to get COVID then, huh?
Jeez. That was an experience. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, though. I never knew about that theater. I've heard about bands going up there, and I heard about
every summer. I mean, we'd go up there and stay all summer long, you know, 3 months.
I knew that there was a cult up there, too. I knew that they had a bunch of a cult, and then they also had a, like, witch stuff up there. I knew about that.
They had some nudist colonies around there, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a little bit too much flabby for me.
I just went and did what I had to do and go home. Yeah. You know, that was it. I didn't stick around.
I've been told by a few people that most nudist colonies, if you went to them, you'd probably not want to see what's on the beach.
I don't know. It was interesting. I mean, there was one year when the Russians came there, and they brought all kinds of people with them. You know, but they were good instrument, you know, good musicians and good whatnot, but friendly people, really friendly.
Sure. Yeah.
And
but most of the Russians I know, I've known a few and still talk to a few, and most of them are just good people. They don't necessarily probably agree with their government, similar to a lot of us in America. We don't agree with our government, but they're down. They're very. Some of them are very educated and very intellectual.
They looked poor, though. Yeah. All the musicians, their clothing was a little tattered. You know, it wasn't brand new shiny stuff. Yeah. You know, it was. It might be different now, but back then, but they were just excellent, wonderful people and good musicians. Holy smokes!
Yeah. Phew. Yeah.
But you know, it was. Matter of fact, it was on TV there. Well, I did the video for Ronald Reagan. Had a talk with them, you know, a satellite connection to some of their people over at the auditorium.
Oh,
there.
Really?
And so we set up the big screen video thing and put his face on the thing so they could see him and then he could see them. it was interesting, you know. It was big deal. It was on one of those ABC or some prime time, or I don't know, something like that.
Right.
They'd had their show up there for a week or something.
Yeah, Chautauqua has a lot of history to it. There's more history. There's different groups that came out of there. It's very interesting. The Chautauqua Club. You ever hear of that?
A what?
Chautauqua Club.
No.
It was a big thing across the United States. It started in Western New York, and it was like kind of like a, you know, you go relax that kind of thing. You know, it's hard to explain, but I can look it up.
It's just a bunch of, you know, Phil Donahue and all these kind of rich people.
Right. Yeah, there's a Chautauqua Institution. That's, I think, what you went to, right?
That's the place that has a fence around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep them people in.
Yeah. But it's like, it's interesting, you know, historically how all that stuff came about, but, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I was just, we'd do the whole summer show, all the shows up there we did for years.
Right.
And, it was a lot of work.
I'm sure, you had a lot of bands up there that you probably remember.
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes. Yeah. But it was interesting. You know, it's an experience that probably nobody else ever had, you know.
Right.
To see all these bands and one after another. I mean, sometimes it was night after night, you know. It was maybe four or five times a week they'd have national acts, you know. It was just nonstop.
Right.
But you got to see how the other half lives and how snooty they can be. And I don't know. It was some of the politicians. Bill Clinton loved it up there. Matter of fact, he was the one who was chasing Judy Collins around.
That's oh, really?
Right. Yeah, they had to separate him. They had to escort him out of there. He says, you know, leave her alone.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's right. That was Judy Collins. She had a nice show that night. I remember that. But now that had to be right when he was president or running for president, or he was the president. I don't know for sure. This is the early 90s, I think.
Yeah, so right here it says in 1991 they met. So you did that show.
What's that?
In 1991 at Chautauqua Institution in upstate New York, because they were big fans of her, and that's what happened. Yeah, they came back.
Who was?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
And then...
Oh, I didn't see Hillary that time.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, she might have been there someplace, but she wasn't at the show when he came backstage with, you know, chasing her.
Right.
It was stupid. She looked awful when she first showed up, but then after she gets all gussied up, you wouldn't even know it's the same person.
She's still alive. Holy cow.
Is she?
I think.
Wow.
Let me look. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. She might be passed away, but...
she's not high on my list of people.
Yeah, she's still alive. Wow. Born 1939. So that means she's 87 years old. Yeah.
Too ornery to die.
This is, well, obviously the viewers can't see this, but this is her now, Bill.
That's after she's all gussied up. When she first walked in the place, you wouldn't even know. What do you want, ma'am? This is not to go away.
Yeah, right. When she was younger, she was pretty good looking, you know.
I don't know.
You know. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I had to fight with her, that's all I know. But that last show I did was a piece of cake. I mean, she was pleasant as all get out.
Yeah, probably had a good night's rest or something.
What happened? Yeah. But what do you got next on the one hit wonder for 1968?
Judy Collins, Both Sides Now.
Oh, that's that's what you're gonna play.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't totally remember. I probably will when I hear it.
But, yeah.
68 was that's the year I graduated.
Yeah.
It's the year they threw me out of Fort LaBeouf.
Right.
And shipped me to Clarion to go to school.
There you go.
So, anyways, let's listen to Judy.
Goes and flows of angel hair and ice cream. But now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy every day. I've looked at life from both. don't know life at all.
Now we heard both sides.
Both sides now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just being a punny thing. You know, I have to say something, Bill. People do make fun of music today because it's kind of goofy stuff. And it's true. There's a lot of goofy stuff music out there.
Well,
but
that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
So, that never stops.
I wish we could play something from the 1920s that was a one-hit wonder. And it's really famous now because it was a very raunchy song. But we can't play it. Because even back then, there were some really goofy, stupid songs from back then that were pretty bad and raunchy and nasty. But anyways, this one here is not nasty. It's just a...
goofy?
Yeah, I guess, you know. It's kind of a funny song, you know.
Stupid.
Yeah. But it's you know, hey, you know, they're Ohio Express.
Well, it was a one-hit wonder for 68. Now, yeah. I'm sorry that it was my year of graduation.
But, you know, it's a full disclosure. We have to have a full disclosure of the decade.
Good,
you know,
and the bad.
Or the year, I'm sorry. You have to have the good and bad, you know. And sadly, most of these didn't have other hits. So they fall into the category. I guess we'll have to do my... birth year, or I'm sorry, when I was 18, and there was a lot of one-hit wonders during that time, so we'll have to do that another time, but yeah, this is Yummy 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 by Ohio Express.
Huh.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love is sweeter, sweeter than sugar, ooh, love, I won't let you go.
That was a hit.
That one will stick with you for a while.
You might like that song. It's stuck in your head, and you'll start singing it in the shower. Who knows?
Shoot.
Yeah, sometimes you have to let loose, Bill. You know, you can't always have...
Well, somebody must have bought it because it was a one-hit wonder.
the next one is Amboy Dukes, The Journey to the Center of the Mind.
Oh, that's...
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Ted Nugent guy.
Yeah, early, I think one of his first bands. I might be wrong on that. But yeah, they were a one-hit wonder, but Ted went on to his own thing, you know? I don't know. Did you ever meet Ted Nugent?
No, I never did. I never did.
There's quite a few other bands from that era that they really changed a lot of music. You know, I didn't think Ted Nugent was playing that long, you know, 1968.
Oh, he's been around forever.
Yeah. I thought he was younger. I don't know.
He's older than I am.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I forget though that you know, I forget your age sometimes. I think you're much younger than, because you're in good shape, you know.
You say that to everybody.
No, I don't. well, you know, that's how it goes. But yeah, this one here, I remember this song when it, you know, it's still played on the radio sometimes. So we'll jump right into it.
Okay. Real BS show, in case anybody forgot.
Journey to the Center of the Mind. I don't know if you ever had that before, but you know, we've all been there. This is one that I like, as the Chambers Brothers, Time Has Come Today.
Yeah, I saw them a couple times.
Oh, really?
In Atlantic City.
Oh, really? New Jersey?
Yeah, at the racetrack. That was a couple weeks before Woodstock, matter of fact.
Oh, that's where you've seen Santana, right?
Yeah, they were there too, yeah. Santana was there. They're labeled as the Santana Blues Band.
Right.
But when they came up, they said, "We got to apologize. We're not a blues band."
Oh, no, definitely not.
But boy, was I glad to hear that. Phew, yeah. I was a burnout. It was hot. And you listen to blues for a while. After 5 minutes, you're done. And then they came on, and holy smokes.
Yeah, Santana's definitely different. You don't hear anything. I mean, you hear bands influenced by Santana, but you don't hear anything like something like Santana nowadays. They're a one and unique band.
yeah, out there.
It was a nice combination at the right time.
Yeah.
It just happened nice. Okay, so what's this next one now?
The Chambers Brothers.
Oh, Chambers Brothers. Yeah, yeah.
Time has...
They were good. They were really good. Just a bunch of black guys standing out front, kind of like the Temptations or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's no... I don't know who the band was.
Yeah.
So let's... we'll give them a listen.
Come today, young hearts can go.
The Real BS Show.
Yeah, there we go. Time has come today.
Time has come. Time has come to set your hair on fire.
Time.
What's that guy? Arthur Brown or something?
Yeah. The Crazy World.
Fire. Yeah, the Crazy World.
I've always heard the song, but I've never seen the picture of the guy.
Well, he's a front runner to Alice Cooper and Kiss and a bunch of other nut job face painters, you know. He was like one of the first.
Well, I don't blame them for wearing, let's say, face painting, because people don't recognize them out in public as much, you know. Yeah. Maybe it's a way of hiding from the public.
It was a first, you know, and it's
a gimmick, but
yeah, you know. A gimmick got a lot of attention and died pretty fast. Or he did, anyways.
Yeah,
died off.
Yeah.
So he didn't last too long, but
right. That
song did, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good song.
So, well, let's give it a listen and see if it is, or it isn't.
Yeah.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know, I would say probably nobody was ready for that back in 1968, and that's probably why he was a one-hit wonder. But other bands definitely took up his what he did, because how many
the
hits?
Nutter you can, the crazier you can be, the better.
Right.
The better it, better for advertising.
Well, that's the truth. They always say that marketing, that negative news is good news, and I don't know how true that is, but yeah. But next one we have is Lemon Piper's.
Oh, well, that's back to reality.
Yeah. We have to go from one extreme to another. It's like a rubber band episode, you know.
Well, one hit, all kinds of different kind of one hit wonders.
Yeah, sure. You know? All loving types, you know, big, small, round and square. You know,
Lemon Piper's. Yeah, that was pretty pleasant type of music.
Yeah, like it's kind of like yummy, yummy, yummy.
No, not like that. No.
Oh, okay. A little bit more
that was
relaxing.
Stupid.
Yeah. So stupid and relaxing? No. Depends on, you know. But here we go. ¶¶
silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play, 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 my green tambourine. A dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Yeah, that's more like music nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Has some interesting beats to it, you know? Yeah. Sounds electronic, but it's not. The next one is Richard Harris.
That's the actor.
Irish actor.
I didn't even know he sang.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty nice song.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was 68 either. That was a long time
MacArthur Park, right?
But he became a big actor. I think he was, I can't remember the name of the movies, but he was in a lot of movies. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I knew he was an Irish actor, but I didn't know he made music either. He was for This Sporting Life, The Field, Guns of Navarone, Red Desert, A Man Called Horse, Cromwell.
Oh, yeah, A Man Called Horse. Ooh.
Unforgiven, Gladiator, The Count of Monte Cristo. I remember him from that one. He died right after that last movie, The Count of Monte Cristo.
He's dead?
Yeah, 72. He died in 2002, he died. He was married twice. And he has three kids. Looks like three sons. He died with Hodgkin's disease.
Cancer.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting how he decided to get into music, I guess. Maybe he was in it before, but...
He was in music first, I think.
Oh, really?
And then he went into acting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I didn't know he did MacArthur Park. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's some pretty clever music there.
Right. Kind of interesting. Maybe what if he kept that going, you know, because who knows where he would have been. So
There's more money in acting.
That's true. Well, back then it was true. Yeah, there's way more money in acting. But all right. Well, here you go. Some Richard Harris.
Fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. Christmas park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again.
this park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
You know it's getting late.
Yeah, we're over an hour.
That long? Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, it went quick. This song here, you probably know about this song better than I do. I know the song, but you know it. You heard it first when it first came out.
I can still play it on the bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal back then. That's
it's
sure.
Still played on the radio. Probably not in its entirety form. They shortened it down, but we have the full length version of it. You know,
those guys broke up. I think the drummer killed himself.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
They got so tired of playing this song, and everybody wanted to hear it, and they didn't want to play it.
Right.
And they just finally broke up.
Yeah, I don't.
Fell apart. And
yeah.
We ain't doing this no more.
Yeah, they're originally from San Diego.
Wow.
Yeah. They did a reunion. They're still doing a reunion, a third reunion tribute band, and they have some deaths there, too. The classic lineup is. The drums, he was Ron Bushy. So he had a cancer, esophageal cancer. So that's pretty rough there. And yeah, it looks like all the original lineup. Doug Engel, he died in 2024. Eric Brand was the guitarist. He died in 2003. And then the bass, he passed away, I'm not sure. It looks like it's 2012. So, yeah, he died of natural causes. And it's kind of a crazy thing to think about that, you know.
What's a natural cause?
Like old age.
Car accident?
Yeah, or just heart attack or things like that. But, yeah.
Just natural you get run over by a lot.
Yeah, right. So now the current band is all new. Well, they're from, like...
Just a tribute band.
Yeah, they're a tribute band at this point.
They're everywhere nowadays.
Yeah. But these guys that they're playing now used to play with the lineup back in the day. So, yeah. It's kind of a sad thing. They had other good songs. I know that, but, you know...
Yeah, we used to play two or three of their songs.
Yeah. But... Here's the original version, though. We keep it in the full length. It's, you know, I think 17 minutes long. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
The radio cuts it down to 6. That's wrong. Do the 17-minute.
Yeah. It was a classic. It was well done back way back then. I mean, it was put together very well.
Yeah.
So, so to everybody, we'll see you next week, I guess. And, you know, eat all, take all your vitamins and... You know, eat the right foods. You know, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't play in traffic.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah, or spray pesticides.
Yeah, stay away from them.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, let's say goodbye, and we'll see you all next week, and be careful.
Yeah. Have a good one.
God of a Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me, and I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me,
Well, I got a lovita, honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? Well, I got a lovita, baby. Don't you know that I'm always the truth? Take my we'll be right back.
Baby, don't you know that I've always been true?